Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. If there's a glimmer of hope in these difficult days, it's that there may be opportunity to make real change. Throughout history, progress has always advanced when individuals and organizations stood up and showed us how to do better. One organization that's been doing that for 160 years is the YWCA. Today we talked to the Y's CEO, Alejandra Castillo, about why change is possible and how we can all make it happen. Now, the YWCA has always been out ahead of social trends. In the 1800s, the YWCA raised eyebrows by teaching girls to type so they could earn their own money, despite the fact that being a typist was then considered an unsuitable occupation for, quote, decent young women. In the early 1900s, YWCA leaders persuaded the women's suffrage movement to bring women of color into their ranks. In its early days, the YWCA itself, like so many American institutions, was segregated, with separate clubs for white women and black women. But the YWCA also shows how organizations can make change happen. By 1915, the Y was holding interracial conferences. In 1946, it adopted a charter calling for racial justice in the U.S. And by 1970, it had made eliminating racism a major part of its mission. Today, the Y works at the cusp of history. With its motto, Eliminating Racism, Empowering Women, the YWCA tackles the most important issues of our time, from advocating for equal pay, to fighting for racial justice, to helping women deal with the COVID-19 crisis. I spoke with Alejandra Castillo about how the Y is continuing its long legacy of progress. Here's what she had to say.
We do everything that touches a woman's life. Everything from the childcare that they need, the workforce development that they need, the after school that they may need for their kids as well, the women entrepreneurship, how to run for office. I like to say we give voice to the voiceless because a lot of the work that we do also touches policy and advocacy. In this moment in time, I'll tell you, you know, we've been here before. And one of the things that I am trying to remind us is we cannot afford to be in this position again. And as we look at our mission statement, eliminating racism and empowering women, we're talking about dismantling structural racism. And that is going to take a lot of work. It's going to make a lot of people uncomfortable. And what is evident is that we must not only have these very difficult discussions and advocate and raise our voices in civil protest, but also talk about structural racism. And make sure that we're talking about structural racism and understand that we're going to have to feel very uncomfortable in order to tear those walls down. Understanding that our education system is still tied to a zip code. Understanding that our healthcare system is still very much underfunded, especially in communities of color. Understanding that police brutality is still an issue that we have to contend with, especially for our communities of color across the country. So I'm looking forward to this moment in time to move from the conversation to the action and to make sure that our legislators, our representatives are taking note that we are holding them accountable as well. This moment in time, as heartbreaking as it may feel, as weighty as it may feel, as daunting as it may feel, is also an incredible window of opportunity. We can now harness, we can now galvanize all of this amazing power that we have to be creative, to be bold, to find the solutions that can pave the way. And that's why we have to find that hope. And that's what I feel is exciting. It's incredible to find leaders who are really thinking strategically about how to make tomorrow better, how to find the brightness in the future. I want to be part of that group of people who are not hiding away in the corner because they're tired and exhausted. I want to be part of that group of people, a group of leaders who are getting up in the morning with excitement because they know that together we can create a much better future and a much stronger community.
It's so good to hear these words from Alejandra. Here's an organization that everyone should know about and support. The Y is helping to bring about real change for women, for people of color, and for anyone who believes in justice. Their work can give us all tremendous optimism about the future. So here's something good for today. The YWCA's long history shows us that even in difficult moments like these, there is an opportunity for positive change. You can learn about the YWCA's many initiatives by going to ywca.org. For instance, the Y has programs to end domestic violence, and the site features a petition you can sign to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. The site also has a special COVID-19 fund to assist children, women, and their families in need of critical services like healthcare, childcare, and shelter. The Y also provides ways to support advocacy for racial justice. To learn more, go to ywca.org. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.